B-Pod Studios.
Live from the Sixers practice facility, I'm Anthony Gargano. He's Jason Martinez.
You see the tractor trailer left today? Go down to spring training?
I did. I was excited.
We used to get really like pumped up about that. You know, the shot of it pulling out with it still being dark.
Yeah.
Like the Mayflower tractor trailer.
Yeah, carrying all the batteries. I loved it.
Right? Did you check the inventory?
Yeah, man.
The matter
we got 3,200 baseballs.
Yeah.
You know, 10,000 packs of gum.
Yeah.
The whole thing. No, it's awesome.
And today is now day 101 of the Harper Machado watch, Anthony, and the now like 99 free agents that sit behind them. But I like to thank baseball.
Why?
Because I think that they were really progressive in their thinking finally, and they really did something to improve the game. I just like to thank them because I think Rob Manfred is leading a charge to improve the game, and boy, he did something that's really going to impact it. By changing it from the disabled list to the injured list. Way to go, Robbie. Good job.
You can't help
real
yourself.
Real proposed rule changes will never happen.
You can't help yourself with
now, these stodgy old baseball people
sarcasm.
Can't get out of their own way. Fix it. I want it fixed because I want JT Realmuto to face a pitcher that they can't just put in for one batter out of the bullpen. You got to face three. Jeez. We like that rule.
Okay,
I just listen.
The day after the Phillies get if not the best catcher in baseball, the top two or three in baseball, certainly the best all around catcher, but an offensive force too.
Oh yeah,
I'm excited. I am too. Why are you ripping a sport?
Oh, I just thought that's what we did. You know, after an 18 win streak, we rip a sport. That's what we do.
That's not what I do.
Oh, okay. I'm just checking. No, I'm being facetious. I'm having a little fun.
That's not fun.
It's not fun?
That's not fun for me, for you. You ripped the sport after I'm excited that the Phillies got a major piece of the
puzzle. I'm actually excited as well. And I'm hoping, and I mean this sincerely, I'm hoping that is what the extra, you know, bait on the hook that gets Harper here. Because we're like reading into things. Oh, he put his hat on him at an All-Star game.
It's going to happen.
You know, those things.
I believe it's going to happen.
I heard Corey Seibman today say that he thought that the guy that's going to come to the Phillies is still Machado. Were you surprised to hear that?
Yeah, well, remember Salisbury said the same thing?
Yeah.
Jim has been in the Machado camp from jump. I'll tell you this. I believe the big guy, the guy that writes the checks, I believe he wants Harper.
The middleman. He wants Harper.
He's not the middleman either.
Yeah.
Middleman's the big man.
Yeah.
I think the big man wants Harper.
Yeah, I think you're right because I think he recognizes the swagger that it will bring to the team. And I hope that Realmuto is another piece in an effort to bring him here and it works out. I really do. Because if we go right from an NBA Finals run, and I hope that the Sixers can do that, and right into a baseball season that's going to mean so much and everything that follows with it, that's going to be tremendous. Takes us right into training camp, then a Red October and everything else, and you got everything going on here in Philly, and the rising tide raises all boats. I mean, that's the idea. We want to relive 80 with better final success than 1 out of 4.
Right.
You know?
I mean, this is the 4 for 4 thing that takes us back into that time. It's what I told you. I believe that everything is cyclical in life, right? Yeah,
and it was odd, though, that all teams were down at the same time.
Yes.
So what does that mean? They all got to come up at some time together,
right,
hopefully.
And they're all coming up at the same time together.
Slightly different pacing with them, but yeah.
Correct. And since that's the thing, they're all coming up together. They're all and the beauty of the way the seasons move. It's just a ride. That's the thing I'm looking forward to. You got a ride now. Like, must-see TV. Think about this for a second. The Sixers are must-see television every game.
Yeah.
And we got, like, monster games coming up, too. You know, Denver tonight, Boston, Lakers on Sunday, Boston on Tuesday.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a three. The Nuggets are a good team out West. Then you come back with Lakers and then Boston. I mean, are you kidding me?
Well, the other thing, too, is take it into the off seasons, too. You know, NFL free agents coming up in March, then the draft at the beginning of April, That's going to supplement you. And then you're going to have NBA free agency on July 1st and everything that goes with that in the middle of a baseball season. So it's nonstop. 610-632-0975.
Let's get to the phones coming up.
Yeah, Dr. Yeah, we'll get right back to the phones. Dr. J is going to join us at 1230 today, and we'll talk to Tim Legler as well. So a lot to get to here on the Midday Show, live from the Sixers practice facility right here on 97.5 The Fanatic. And if you're like me, I feel like I know who's going to win every basketball game, every NHL game, every football game, you name it. If you're not, FanDuel Sportsbook has you covered, because if you sign up and place a risk-free bet up to $500 on any game you lose, FanDuel Sportsbook will refund your bet up to $500 with Insight Credit. Now, FanDuel has tons of other awesome promos happening all the time. Odd boosts, bet insurance, special bonuses, and more. And there's tons of sports to choose from as well. FanDuel offers some of the most competitive lines around. I'm thinking about a futures bet on the NBA championship. Did you change your mind with what happened the past couple of days? Also, how about the orange and black? They got the all-important point last night. Don't forget, you can place a $500 risk-free bet on any sport or game when you use my code Jason. So download the app to bet from anywhere in New Jersey. Go to FanDuel.com/NJ or download the app and use my code Jason and make your first bet. And the best part is, if you lose, FanDuel Sportsbook will give you a refund, Insight Credit, up to $500. You must not have previously placed any wager using your FanDuel Sportsbook account. Refund issued to Site Credit must major amount equal to Site Credit before winnings can be withdrawn. Must be 21 or older and present in New Jersey. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Go to FanDuel.com/NJ for all the terms and conditions.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
O'clock hour brought to you by Golden Nugget Jewelers, where Philly gets engaged.
Moses Malone had to work hard. Still can't get the ball to drop. Here he goes again, and he still can't. Malone pushes it in. Moses Malone now with 6 points.
Moses. Midday Show. Jason Martinez and Anthony Gargano. We are live at the gorgeous Sixers practice facility. Right here in Camden, New Jersey. What a, I love this place, man. It's like basketball heaven.
Yeah, you look all over the walls. Like, you got all the, like, the different covers. Like, Joe on the Slam Magazine cover and Ben. It says Simmons, Kingdom Come. Yeah. And then the Sports Illustrated cover, the new kid in town with Moses. And it looks like Eddie Griffin standing next to him. Young Eddie Griffin, the comedian. And then Doc rising up. The Sixers are going for 70. You remember when those came out?
They were wrong. I do. I was the nerd who had the subscription to Sports
to the mailbox.
Illustrated. I admit these things. It's terrible. I used to get like 5 magazines as a kid.
Do you remember the individual mags?
Yes.
Okay. Sports Illustrated. What else?
One. Keep going.
You
take a guess?
Oh, God. I can't remember them all. No, I'm trying to think what else would you get.
I literally had five.
The baseball news.
All right. So I had Sports Illustrated, Basketball Digest.
Oh, I remember. Football. That was a little book, right?
Correct. Football Digest, Inside Sports, and Sport Magazine.
I remember Sport. I don't remember. What was the last?
Inside Sports.
I don't remember that one.
Yeah.
Wow.
Somebody has to remember Inside Sports.
Like, hey, almost every day you're getting a new mag.
No, that was my 5 magazines. And like, that's what I would get like for my birthday. Like, they would buy me
subscription.
Magazines. Yeah.
Yeah, you get the little thing, the little card, and then you get your yearly subscription. You
it was like a big deal back then. Like, you know, because now you have the internet, you don't need magazines.
See.
But back then, you know.
Under your bed, you got Basketball Digest and Sports Illustrated. Under my bed, it was a whole different story.
I'm sure it was. I had all the Wii
letters, penthouse letters.
Yeah.
610-632.
You were such a ladies' man. I can imagine.
Oh, yeah. So I learned my game. So no one ever. Let's go to 610-632-0975. I'm looking forward to talking to Dr. J, too. He'll join us at 12:30 after the unveiling of the Moses statue. Let's go to Michael in Willingboro on the Fanatic. How you doing, Michael?
Hey, what's going on, fellas?
Yo, Mike.
Hey, so, I mean, all the deals that's been done this past couple of days, I mean, got the Sixers in a good position. But do you guys really feel like we're coming out the East?
Well, I mean, you know, it's hard to look at the crystal ball because, you know, I think you got four formidable teams, right? Like, right. You know, I mean, I think it's going to be a war. But I'd be disappointed if they're not in the Eastern Conference Finals. Like, I think they're better than Boston. I think they're.
I don't think they're better than Boston, though.
I do.
I don't think they're better than Boston.
Yeah.
And the reason I don't think they're better than Boston is because Brett Brown consistently gets outcoached by Stevens.
Okay. Let me rephrase. I think they're better than Boston in personnel. I think what they have, as much as I like the Celtics personnel, I think the Sixers starting five is better.
Okay. So bear with me for a second. Let me just make a point. I know you guys are on a time hack, right? So for the last 10 years, it's been this whole rebuild process, right?
Yeah.
Tank to get this guy, whatever happens, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we get all these assets, and now all of a sudden 2019 is the year that we're going to win it all. I don't even think we can compete with the Warriors right now. So why
people are saying that? I see what you're saying. Go ahead. Finish your talk. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
I mean, so why give up all the chips just to make it to the finals? If the goal is just to make it to the finals.
What did you really give up?
I mean, we gave up two first-round picks to get this kid to buy his head.
Okay, hold on. Two first-round picks. One is your own, which is lottery-protected, which is going to be late. The other one is 2021. I don't know what's going to happen 2021. And by that point, you're beyond kids. You're beyond draft choices.
I mean, over the last 3 to 4 years, the draft has been pretty weak. With the exception of maybe five or six guys, the draft's been pretty weak. So I get it. I mean, the league is trending downwards, in my opinion. But,
yeah, like, you're beyond that, brother. Like, when you think about it, you're about veterans now. Like, you want ring chasers to come play for you.
Right, and we have seen that ring chasing didn't always work. You know, Malone went to the Lakers to try to win the championship.
It does work, right? Like, sometimes it does work. Like, when they go to play with LeBron or Golden State, they win.
Yes. I mean, Golden State... But if you look at Golden State, they did it the right way in the draft. They drafted guys. With
it doesn't matter how you get there.
One guy, right?
Okay, but it doesn't matter how you get there, but the Sixers are here now. I don't know what you don't like. Who's better? Like, what are you going to get out to? Other than Kevin Durant, who's better that you're going to get?
Well, I would have at least went with the team that I have right now. Keep my trade bait for the summer. And if a guy who I believe is a generational talent is available,
Anthony
Davis. Like Anthony Davis.
Anthony Davis doesn't fit next to Joe. Give me somebody else.
I mean, I just feel like we gave up.
No, but again, if you feel that way, you got to give me something else.
I mean, I don't have a guy out there who I can say, okay, this guy's
going to win. Right, and that's what I'm trying to tell you, that what you have now is better. Okay? Now, here's the one thing. If Kevin Durant says... You know what? I got eyes for Philadelphia. See you, Jimmy, or whatever. Don't make a. You can figure out. Now that they got rid of Fultz, there's a way to make this all thing to make this thing work. You can figure it out if Kevin Durant wants to come here. My point to callers like that, and listen, God bless you. It's a great argument. I appreciate your argument, but the idea of perpetually building, perpetually looking at the draft. At some point, it has to end. At some point, you need to say, we're ready to win. We're ready to compete. And I don't know what the ceiling is. I don't know if the ceiling is the conference semis, the conference finals, the finals. I don't know if they can't win. I mean, obviously, it's going to be difficult to beat Golden State. What happens next year when Golden State is disbanded? And you're sitting there with that starting five, which... is arguably the second best starting five right now in the game.
You can't keep pushing winning further down the road, kicking the can down the road. Eventually, you got to do it. And see, a lot of people think, Anto, well, these are expiring contracts, and you can't beat Golden State anyway, so what was the point of doing it now? Well, you don't know that these players that they, Jimmy Butler this season and Tobias Harris, are going to be available to them next season.
Well, that's the point.
You get them here and you try and extend them.
Look, you need to stretch four next to, if you have Ben and Joe as your solid pieces, right, that are here, well, all right, Tobias Harris, you need that stretch four next to him.
Mm-hmm.
So I would assume he wants to play here because he's going to get great shots. Like, he could just sit and they could build a statue of Tobias Harris, a baseline corner three, set up, ready to shoot it. Because that's the position, catch and shoot. And he's going to get oodles of open looks like that. All right? So then you got Jimmy. And you go, well, we talked about him yesterday. Is Jimmy going to acquiesce? Jimmy. You know, sure, later, Jim, like, you know, you want to win, you want to play on good teams, you got to know it's not about you.
See, what they still have...
And by the way, he's clutch.
To use Sam Hinkie's word, optionality. Because if Jimmy's not that guy, you can not re-sign Jimmy and have the optionality to have a max contract available because you move Fultz. So yeah, it doesn't preclude you from doing those things.
Here's the thing, but it's funny because if you say, well, who are you looking for? You know, you go like Anthony Davis. Well, like Anthony Davis is not in the conversation.
It's a trade, too.
Because he can never stay. He can't play next to Joe. He can't. Now, when I say basketball-wise, he could. But those two on a team together, the egos would not allow that to happen.
Well, the other thing is, he's going to be a trade piece. And we've heard about the package that they're looking for, New Orleans is looking for Anthony Davis. Right. And there's two teams that fit the bill. It's the Los Angeles Lakers and the Boston Celtics. The Sixers, before all these deals, did not have the pieces to get that done.
I think you're underselling Harris. I think you're underselling Tobias. I think Tobias is a really, really good player. And ascending player, 26.
Let's go to Jerry and Berwyn on the Fanatic. How you doing, Jer?
Hey, you guys, let me get you off the cell. I'm sorry.
No worries.
There you go.
Thank you.
I cut myself off. There you go. It's funny, that guy talking about, like, this year, I called about the Phillies, but I got to say, like, it's not the only year we're going to have these guys. So even if they get to the finals and just get the experience, the only thing I think that may prevent them from going all the way is that they have enough time to gel. You know, you got 29 games left or whatever. So, but, you know, whatever experience they gain this year just makes them stronger next year.
Right.
It's not like they're all going to leave it.
Good
Anyhow,
point.
I woke up today. It's like the kid in the candy store thing where you're going in with a quarter and it's all penny candy and you're looking around and everything looks great. It just looks great. You know, but real Muto.
It's spoken like a man who once went to a candy store.
I'm 67, so I got the geezer factor. You know, candy was a penny back then. You know? But anyhow, and then, by the way, 1980, I was a manager of a club downtown where Billy Cunningham, Jack McMahon, and Chuck Daly used to come even during the playoffs. I mean, and hang
out. Get out.
So I was in sports heaven, you know, and all the bartenders and everybody that worked there was.
What was the name of the club? I always liked those.
PT's, right up front Market Street.
Oh, yeah, PT's.
Became Warm Daddy's afterwards. You know?
Oh, I know exactly. I live right down the street from there.
Wait, PT's? Yeah. I remember PT's in the late 80s with the Flyers coming in.
Yes, exactly.
Well, I mean, that was Dollar Beers.
Chuck out one night. Yeah. He was on the table swinging his shirt around.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was a great place. But in any event, the real Muto thing. Now, I didn't even have any idea of all the things I heard later about the Harper love for real Muto. But to me, I looked at it as insurance that if we don't get Harper, you added three guys with 20-plus homers in cavernous ballparks previously, now on this team. I mean, if he comes here, you're really the team to beat. But even if he's not, this is going to be a very competitive team.
No, I agree.
And the other thing about Real Muto is the still glaring need in this organization is the starting rotation. And I'd have to feel that, you know, when you're going to pitchers look at catchers, who's receiving them, and this kid's going to help them there as well.
Yes. Yeah, I think you nailed it, brother.
I love it, man. Yeah. I'll tell you, I am so stoked. You know, between Hart, you know, for the Flyers, I mean, just everywhere you look, I just love the guys they got for the Sixers. I can't believe that Markelle Fultz gets two picks and Simmons. We would have taken two tickets to SeaWorld. You know what I mean? Like, really? I can't believe they gave anybody up for this guy. And the guy, the president, comes on yesterday and says, "See what a high ceiling he has." And I'm like, oh, wow. They have no clue in Orlando. None.
Well, I mean, he's looking at his draft tape.
Yeah.
You know, and then he did it that time.
It's a shame.
That arc of that story is just like a off the main story.
That's unbelievable,
a really
man.
Crazy
you know
thing.
What's
that
crazy
happened?
About this whole thing? And it shows you how the league is broken. The Sixers will have botched two top picks, Okafor and Fultz.
Yeah, Okafor was a three and Fultz was a one they moved up to get.
Right. They'll have, and still be the favorite in the East.
And they still come away with Ben Simmons and Joel Embiid via the draft.
No, but like, you know, like it's funny, like how you, but that was Hinkie's, like the whole idea of it is that you're not going to hit on all those picks, even if they're that high, and you want to walk over the pieces. They were able to kind of turn the pieces and the money and all the assets into Jimmy, Tobias Harris, and the two. It all started with Hinkie.
Well, think about the other part of this element. The other element of this is that because Embiid is hurt, prior to the draft, he's there for the Sixers at three.
Yeah.
You know?
No, that was the lucky one.
It's the irony of it.
That was the lucky. Listen, that was lucky because otherwise, you know, I'm taking Wiggins.
Yeah, and to be able to have the foresight to take Embiid and go, okay, we're fine with him sitting and getting right, and to be able to have that patience is like the hardest thing in sports, especially for a general manager. Because a general manager, a lot of times you don't draft certain players in sports.
Well, actually, it fit perfectly.
With what he was doing.
Yeah, because he just goes, oh, great. I got the value. Because, listen, Joe was the consensus number one pick.
Yeah.
The overall pick. Everybody thought that Embiid's going one. So the fact that you're going to get value and you get the idea that he doesn't play is even better for Hinkie.
Yeah, absolutely. And then you turn that and his inability to play into Simmons.
Right.
And boom, and now you got two guys, and then you can move now, and to your point like before, now you can move forward because you're not in the collection mode anymore.
Yeah.
And there becomes a time where you got to shift from draft and development into winning, and that's what they're doing now.
Yeah, I mean, you don't want to get involved in perpetual building.
Yeah, and look, we came up with, a guy tweeted in yesterday, E-Trade, the name for Elton Brand.
I like that.
What he's accomplished, Ant, since he's taken over as the GM, and he was named not too long before the NBA season. Essentially, the offseason, they were without a general manager. I guess Brett Brown was the de facto.
Yes.
And the trade at the draft with Mikal Bridges. And we still haven't seen Zaire Smith yet either. Let's not forget about that you have a number one draft pick that hasn't played yet that you can add to this at some point. That's not this year. But that being said, you look at all that.
Yeah, I don't know if he could play, but yeah.
Well, we'll find out. I mean, he's got a food allergy, lost 40 pounds or whatever. But you're going forward. Now, look what he's accomplished. He righted a major wrong with Fultz, which opens that door that if KD is there and is interested and goes, hey, man, I want to join up with Tobias Harris, Joel Embiid, and Ben Simmons and J.J. Redick. Okay. The money's there available to make that happen. Hey, right down the road, 95 from D.C. You don't want to go to Washington. John Wall's hurt for this year and probably all of next with the Achilles. It stands to reason. This all makes sense. It's well thought out. I was just talking to D-Line out there. He said the collaborative approach going on down here is tremendous.
Yes.
Like from a scouting standpoint and everything?
No, they have really good people.
Yeah.
They do.
Let's go to Joe in Allentown on the Fanatic. How you doing, Joe?
Hey, guys. How are you?
Doing good, man.
Hey, what a wonderful day yesterday was. Wonderful
yeah,
day.
Yeah, buddy.
As far as the Sixers are concerned, 2 points. Anthony, listen, I think you're right on the money. Tobias Harris, with his three-point shooting, is going to open everything up. And I think he's going to fit right in with the Sixers. Now, Jimmy Butler, the only thing I have to say is winning cures everything. If you're winning, it doesn't matter how many points you score, how many assists, whatever. Winning cures everything. I'm not worried about Jimmy as long as they're winning.
Yep.
You know, and I think that's what they have to look at right now, is that they have a chance to go real far, and maybe, you never know, maybe all the way, optimistically speaking.
Yes.
I think they just have a great mix. The only concern is the bench is we'll see what they can produce.
Well, they still need the one thing they're still looking for is that backup point guard that can knock down the shot, the ball handler.
Yeah.
I don't think any of us feel comfortable enough with T.J. McConnell.
No, I think T.J.'s a hard worker. I think he's hustles. He does, you know, he personifies that, you know, like feistiness, which I like in a player. But at the same time, I don't think he's the answer offensively, you know, off the bench.
Yeah.
And that Korkmaz, I think he's done. I don't think he's that good. And I think that getting the Fultz, I mean, wow. You know, that's pretty good, you know, to get something in return for that. But moving on to the Phillies, I think if they get Harper or Machado, either one, upgrades tremendously. However, their pitching, starting pitching, is still a question mark for me.
Yeah, no, I mean, they definitely need another, starter. I agree with you. But you know what? Go back to 08. You talk about it all the time, man. You know, I love when they had the four aces. But if you go back to 08, and it's Cole, and who has a sensational year, and it's Brett Myers, and it's Joe Blanton, and it's Jamie Moyer, you know.
Yeah, that wasn't exactly murderer's row.
Right. I mean, like, I think you need to add another starter, but, you know, maybe Arrieta can piece a season together. And by the way, you need to hit. You hit your way. In this ballpark, you should be able to hit your way to, like the Phillies in 08, hit their way to a World Series.
Bash your way to a title.
Yeah.
That's more fun, too, isn't it?
Yeah, very much.
Long ball.
Crooked numbers, man.
Yeah.
It's about the crooked numbers. I loved, I'll never forget, like, that. You would go, you watch a Phillies game, and 08, 09, 10, regular season, and, you know, one team scores three in the first. And then the Phillies come back with a five spot in the bottom of the first. Like, they were just rake, man. They were crooked numbers all over.
It seemed like they had an ignorance to the... Remember, like, as they were going through the whole evolution, they had this ignorance to the fact that they shouldn't come back and win games. They'd be down by, like, seven runs.
Against the Mets.
Yeah. Remember that? I mean, it was crazy. They would do it with regularity.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, you're not supposed to come back from a deficit like that. It's
that's
like
when you know you had something special.
Yeah, exactly. Let's check our poll of the day, brought to you by Roofing Nation. Get a brand new roof for as low as $7,900 plus free gutters. Call Roofing Nation at 833-4NATION or visit roofingnation.com. All right, I want to put you on the spot with the poll question, Ant. Who comes out of the East in the 2019 NBA playoffs? Your options: the Sixers, the Bucks, the Raptors, or the Celtics? Where's Anthony voting?
One of them.
One of them? Okay. D, one of the above?
E, yeah, one of the above.
Which one would you pick right now?
I don't know.
Just your gut feeling.
I mean, seriously. You need to see it all play out. I need to see them match up. I need to see them gel.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, I don't mean to wreck the poll question.
You're wrecking it, though.
Because I always love the poll question.
Yeah.
Like okay.
As I have the... eyes rolling like a slot machine.
Well, here's how the people have voted thus far. Over 2,000 votes, over 2,200 votes. Naturally, 68% say the Sixers. 16% say the Raptor. 10% say the Bucks, and 6% say the Celtics. That's
yeah,
how people
I,
have
I mean,
it broken
I can see
down.
That. I mean, look, you want the Sixers, and then Milwaukee's really good. The Raptors are really good. I do think Boston right now is the fourth of the 14.
Yeah, and that's how the people voted as well. I've actually voted the Bucks. I think that's going to be the team. It may just be the year of Giannis.
I don't know if I trust them in big games yet.
All right. Well, that could be a big factor.
I don't know if I trust them in big games.
They don't have as much playoff experience.
Yeah, the one thing about the Celtics is, as I'm sitting there saying they're fourth, I mean, that's a team that's tested, and their entire rotation is tested, except for Hayward.
And the coach factor as well. Brad Stevens is a very good coach. 610-632-0975. We are live at the Sixers practice facility. They will unveil the Moses Malone tribute coming up at noon. We'll hear from our correspondent, Robbie, will be out there. I saw it's draped in the blue. cloth right now.
Oh, is it really?
Yeah, it's cool.
I love that stuff.
And that's like the Legends Row there.
Moses.
It's really cool. I can't wait to see it. 610-632-0975. One open line if you want it. Midday Show. Anthony Gargatto, Jason Martinez. We're right here on 97.5 The Fanatic.
All right, listen, Valentine's Day is next week. The woman in your life has been lying to. That's right. She's been telling you she doesn't want anything for Valentine's Day. But in reality, it's a test. It's a trick. It's a ruse. Don't fall for it. When the person you love the most says they don't want anything for Valentine's Day, it may be true they don't need anything, but there's the one day of the year set aside for saying, I love you. What better way to say I love you than with a real long stem American Beauty rose, deeply and lavishly dipped in pure 24-karat gold. I've known Stephen for years, and I can tell you personally, it's the best gift ever for Valentine's Day. They're not going to die in a week, not going to get tossed in trash like flowers. They last forever. They come with a lifetime guarantee, starting at only $59. Don't pay for shipping. Go right now to IHateStevenSinger.com and take advantage of Stephen's free shipping to arrive in time for Valentine's Day. Many, many gorgeous colors to choose from, exclusively and only available at Stephen Singer Jewelers. That's IHateStevenSinger.com.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Stolen, I think, by the doctor. Yes, he's got it. Here he comes. Ray rocked the baby to sleep and slam dunk.
Wow. That was a Chick Hearn, though. Lakers guy.
Chick Hearn. Legendary.
That was a Lakers.
Legendary broadcast.
Yeah. We used to have Neil Funk.
Yes. Neil Funk and Steve Mix.
Neil Funk was the was our guy.
Kaboom.
He was from Chicago.
Is that, yeah, he was there prior to here, right?
Yeah. Well, no, he was, yes, he was here prior to. He came back to Chicago. He was from Chicago.
Okay.
He came, and then he went back to Chicago.
Yeah, he was great.
He was a good dude. He was one of those cool guys that always at the bar after the game.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And he was from Chicago.
Lived the life.
And he went back and did the Bulls games.
Mo Cheeks hip high dribble, low post left.
Yeah.
He was a great describer of the action.
That's
belt high dribble.
We love the Kevin Harlan. He's that way.
He is. Very descriptive, even if it's on TV, and I appreciate it. But you're right.
Neil Funk throw between the hashes.
I love that. I was a big Neil Funk fan.
Yeah, Neil Funk was cool.
Yeah.
The doctor.
I remember so many games with Barkley. That was Barkley and Doc together.
Yes.
Oh, that was awesome.
Yeah, that was the great. Harlan's terrific. He really is.
Yeah, versatile too.
Yeah, he's he makes me laugh. Simmons and Simmons arcing, he's reaching and he twirls in a spinning layup.
Yeah, the way he uses his words,
yes,
and with his emphasis,
yeah.
I think is great.
Arcing, spinning, reverse layup by Simmons.
Well, you remember back in the day though with Marv. And the czar of the telestrator, Mike Fratello.
Yeah.
Yes!
I never liked Marv.
No?
No.
Oh, come on. That was the NBA on NBC.
Yeah, I know. I hated Marv.
Yes! He was great.
Yeah, I know. I wasn't a big Marv guy.
Well, you knew it was a big game when Marv did it, though. That's like my hate.
Yes!
Not my hate, but yeah.
No, I know. I mean, that was, you know.
He was the king.
NBA.
It's like, I don't like Doc Emmerich. You know, he's like the main guy.
I don't know how you don't like Doc Emmerich. I've been there for years. I don't know how you.
He's a nice man. I just don't appreciate. I don't like.
I don't know how you don't
stylistically.
He shoots.
Yeah, with the pitchfork and the shovel.
I don't know. I always loved
the king of the thesaurus. let's get back to the phones.
Maybe because I understand them.
Yeah. Well, you're the king of the thesaurus.
I'm just teasing you. But all kidding aside, I'm surprised you don't like him. He's got that perfect hockey pitch.
Yeah, I was a big Gary Thorne fan.
Gary, he was terrific.
Does a lot of baseball, obviously.
Well, he used to do the Mets when I did the Mets.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of a cool guy.
Oh.
Gary Thorne. Oh, he was a great dude. On the road?
Yeah.
He had the big smile. He had the bar.
See, those guys lived the life, didn't they?
Yeah. Yeah. No, I loved it.
Harry DeKay lived the life.
Ah, he was the man. Maybe we go to the, he was the life of the party.
Yeah. He was like the centerpiece, even to the players.
Yeah.
People come up and kiss the ring.
No, because he was a cool dude. He was a man.
Richie?
Man. Yeah, no.
610-632-0975. That's the number to get in. We'll talk to the doctor, Julius Erving, coming up at 12:30. Also, Tim Legler yet to come on the show. I have to get Leg's impressions on Markel being tonight, because he was really high on Markel coming out of college. And
he had
a lot of experience with the AAU. And I know that Tim is as perplexed as to what happened, why what happened to Markel did. But
yeah, no, it's an interesting, it is going to be interesting to see what he says. He loves to trade. He and I were texting. He loves to trade.
Oh, he does. Okay. Yeah. Well, I can imagine, because he loves to buy his house.
Yeah, yeah.
And the other thing, too, is... there could be an interesting 30 for 30 someday involving the process and the parts about Markel Fultz. Would be very interesting. The 30 for 30 on the process is going to be sick.
That's a 60 for 60.
A buck 80 for buck 80. You got to go full tilt. It might be like a 30 for 30 each night.
Yeah, it's a great story, man. It's layered. It's just a great story.
From the Hinky and what he did in the manifesto and everything.
Through Colangelo and the Twitter.
Oh, my God.
I mean, you kidding me?
Right to this moment where Elton Brand has come in and cleaned it up and done some great things. Let's get to Lewis and Penn Salkin on the Fanatic. How you doing, Lewis?
Hey, fellas. How y'all doing?
Sweet Lou.
Hey, what's going on? Listen, what really frustrates me about this trade is not the fact, listen, I love the trade, but sometimes our perspective on the NBA is kind of skewed. And I think that we look at things from the NFL perspective in this town. And the thing about it is we're so like in a rush to win a championship. And listen, I'm going to be honest. It's not happening this year. Not because we don't have the talent, but it takes the time for people to for teams to gel in the NBA. It doesn't happen overnight. If you look at the first time that the big three got together, LeBron, Chris Bosh, and Dwayne Wade, they didn't win it the first year. They won it the second year. And it got beat by lesser.
They got beat by Dallas,
Yes, because it doesn't have. People don't understand that in the NBA, people always talk about how the NFL is the most, the team sport. It isn't. In the NBA, if you're not clicking, I don't care. You can be talented, but if you're not clicking, if you're not on the same page, if you don't understand how people act or react to certain things, you're not winning right now.
So no, I think you make a great point. Now, here's the thing. It's interesting, Lou. Because one of the things that should speed up the process a little bit is the fact that they mesh so well on the floor. Like, their skill sets fit. Like, what I love about these pieces is that they perfectly fit together on the floor. Now, it's going to take time, like you said, to learn one another because they're people. But if you just look at their skill set alone, it's a perfect match.
I agree with what you're saying. The problem is, and I call it the Golden State factor. They raised the bar so high. Once Kevin Durant got on the Golden State Warriors, it changed the whole standard. Let's look at it right now. Take the team.
And then they had a boogie right after that.
Think about this real quick. This team that we constructed right now, would you go against the Golden State Warriors team with Draymond, Clay, and Steph? I think we beat them in a 7-game series.
Yeah, I agree.
But when Kevin Durant came on, and now Boogie, they continue to raise the standard so high that it's going to take us a little while. Because I'm going to be honest, Kevin Durant is not going to be—he's not being there. He's not staying there after this year. I don't care what anybody says. He's gone. So therefore, if he's gone, then that lowers and that levels the playing field.
Yeah, that closes their window. We got to move on. But yeah, that closes their window a little bit. And I don't think anybody is saying that KD's going to stay. Other than maybe KD, because he ripped reporters the other day because of all the conjecture, and that's what he's supposed to do in the middle of a season when you have unfinished business, still have to play here. But I don't think anybody thinks that he's going to stay there.
Yeah, I agree.
He's coming back east.
Well, I mean, he's going somewhere. I don't think he stays there. I think there's a likelihood he comes back east. But
you think the Lakers are in play there?
Yes.
That's scary. Anthony Davis, KD, and LeBron. Oh, boy. I don't like that even a little bit, Ant.
I could totally see him going to the Lakers. I wouldn't rule that out in a heartbeat. As much as he's from D.C., your Magic starts calling you up. Oh, yeah,
that's the X factor. I always forget that. When Magic shows up on your caller ID, you don't push the voicemail. you're going, oh my God, it's Magic.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
He's calling the woo me.
Yeah, yes. And he's in a, and he's not just a figurehead to woo me.
Yeah.
He's in a power position to woo me and make things happen. It's crazy.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.